Lots of actors and actresses try their hands at being musicians. It shouldn't surprise me, I suppose, but once I started researching it, my list of names became unmanageably long. Kevin Costner, David Duchovny, Keanu Reeves, Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, Russell Crowe. There are hundreds of albums by people famous as actors, and I like to wonder why. I hate to say it, but a lot of these come off as vanity projects, another way to leverage fame. Not to give too many examples here, but do you remember Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time? I had a hard time taking this one seriously when it charted in 1985, maybe because he took himself so seriously. Others are on the opposite end of the seriousness scale, like Johnny Depp, who played bass in an alternative rock band called P with Gibby Haynes. I must say his bass playing isn't bad at all. Depp's latest project includes Alice Cooper. Then some actors go all in as musicians. Juliette Lewis with her band The Licks. Zooey Deschanel's duo She and Him. Here I have to mention the involvement of Wichita native Mike Kirkendall. And as funny as he is, Steve Martin approaches his musical career with utter sincerity. I could listen to his band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, for days. Great playing, great production. Actors succeed when they find their emotional motivation behind their material. And the same is true when they've strapped on a musical instrument, something musicians can learn from.
And we jump into musical space here this week. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Fletcher.
And you brought along a list of a number of different actors who've turned musicians. Some of them pretty fun. We're going to start out with maybe the most infamous. You mentioned him during the piece. It's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should apologize for this topic this time, because I thought maybe I could come up with an interesting list of actors and actresses that do records on the side, and you know, maybe some of them do it. But then it turns out every actor and actress has an album out. There are probably thousands. So I just with this project, I just had to kind of stop it. Okay, that's enough. But if you go to YouTube, you can find all kinds of crazy stuff. My dad used to talk about this Christmas album that was recorded by the cast of Bonanza. Haven't heard that one yet, but I'm dying to.
Oh boy.
But yeah, this one, okay. Yeah, I'm kind of critical of stereotypical 80s music anyway. Maybe it's because it's part of my past. But yeah, this is a tune that Eddie Murphy did called Party All the Time. It was produced by Rick James, and the video is very silly. But yeah, here's your fix of 80s music for the day. Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
Someone else you mentioned who I haven't seen all that much in movies for a while. She's come back a little bit, but maybe it's because she's been spending her time in music. Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, she's really serious about her music career. And, you know, when she's on talk shows, she talks about her band just as much as her movie projects. But, yeah, she was in, what, Natural Born Killers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can tell she's serious about being a musician and, you know, willing to tour the country in a smelly tour bus and do all that stuff. It's pretty much basic hard rock. You can tell she has a good time on stage. This is a tune called Hello Hero.
Ready?
Another one you mentioned, Zooey Deschanel, kind of surrounds herself with other accomplished artists. She and him, the him in that group is M. Ward.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a great project. It's really serious, and they do a really good job. It's got kind of a retro feel to it, kind of an Americana thing, but it's also a rock thing. Yeah, it's really fun. This is a song called Thieves.
Person I didn't realize had a music career, although as you said, just about everybody does, is Ryan Gosling. Maybe I shouldn't be that surprised since I learned that he learned how to play the piano entirely for La La Land, so he's got at least some kind of musical talent.
This guy amazes me, and this actually might be my favorite one of this list. It's great. This is his band called Dead Man's Bones, and it's a duo with a friend of his. And they really just set out to do this really interesting project. They made all these rules. Like, they play all the instruments on the album. So this isn't what you might call a ghostwritten project. They did all of it themselves. They play all the instruments, even the ones that they'd never touched before. So, yeah. So there are, you know, I don't know, some flaws maybe, but it really works with this project. It's kind of an indie thing. They're both obsessed with kind of Halloween imagery, and you can tell it's a really fun project, too. They involve this children's choir that's associated with this music conservatory that Flea, the bass player from Red Hot Chili Peppers, put together. So Flea started this music conservatory as kind of a public works project, you know, to kind of give back to the community. And so Ryan Gosling got this choir to sing on this album. And this tune is amazing. It's called Papa Power. Check out the video if you can, because it's really cool. Dead Man's Bones.
Streets, burn the cars, pop, pop, pop.
someone who's been doing music for, I think, a good little while, and I think maybe even has come through Wichita with his band before, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, he's a great singer. He wrote this song. This is called Your Blue Shadow. I was, thinking about what country tunes to do, because there are a lot of great actors that do country tunes. I don't know. I apologize. I didn't put Jeff Bridges on this list, because He's another one that's written some great tunes and really good production values and stuff. But yeah, we're listening to Billy Bob, Your Blue Shadow.
It cuts every corner of every street. I see it on the face of everybody I meet. It comes out of nowhere. It chills to the bone. When I'm by myself, I'm not alone. I've tried to run, tried to hide. It's seen me laugh and it's seen me cry. It's always there wherever I go. I can't escape your blue shadow. Can't escape your blue shadow.
You mentioned someone on the opposite end of the seriousness scale, Johnny Depp. Tell me about that.
Yeah, okay. So this was, I think it's at least 10 years ago, maybe. No. This is about 20 years ago when grunge was still going on. So there was a lot of really interesting things with, I don't know, weird threads in music, alternative styles. There's a band called Butthole Surfers. Can I say that on radio? No, this is a podcast. I can say anything, can't I?
Say anything, yep.
Cool. Okay. This is a band that Johnny Depp put together with the lead singer of the Butthole Surfers. The band is called P. That's the letter P, just to make that clear. This is a song called Michael Stipe. So this is a song about some weird encounter they had with the lead singer of REM.
I finally talked to Michael Stipe. He touched me on my arm. I met him up in the Hollywood Hills, among the movie and TV stars. I finally met old Michael that day. I met the girl in his videos too. Sofia Coppola looked at me. I didn't know what the hell to do. Michael Stipe.
And then we'll close out with someone who, as you said, takes his music very seriously and is quite accomplished at it, Steve Martin.
Yeah, he's a great musician, a banjo player. I remember the banjo was kind of a prop when he was just doing comedy. But yeah, there's a lot of depth here. This is a band, the Steep Canyon Rangers. I think Edie Brickell is involved with this too. Some really good stuff. Check it out. This is a song called Rare Bird Alert.
And we'll take it out with Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers to close out Musical Space this week. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.